Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I want you to cast your mind back to when you were younger and you were living at home with the manda, or the ma, or just the da, or just the ma, whatever the case may be. Were you asked to hand up anything? And if so, how much was it? I want you to get your phone out right now. But I have to have a drink, by the way. My voice has gone... I've done so much talking in the last hour. Worse than Niall Boylan. Sorry, what's wrong? What? Ashing's asking me, do I want water? No, I have water, thanks. Just my mouth is very dry tonight. Nothing that an L3-in-1 won't sort out after the show, but there we go. Anyway, yes, cast your mind back to when you lived at home with the ma and da. Did you have to hand up any money? What was the arrangement as regards money? I want you to get your WhatsApp out now and send me a WhatsApp with the figure of, let's say, per week that you had to hand up to your parents. So, WhatsApp me, 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008. And I want to ask you another question. Do you think it's morally acceptable, yeah, I just like that, morally acceptable for a mother to charge her 18-year-old rent? 18 years of age. Probably only has a part-time job. Probably only earns a few quid every week. Because a mother on social media has faced backlash after she revealed that she charges her teen daughter rent. She posted up a video online, I think it was on TikTok, where she admitted to charging her daughter rent. The mother's name is Kat, and Kat started receiving comments from people asking why she was charging her daughter Letitia rent to live at home. One person said to Kat, "Let your daughter live her childhood. She's 18, for God's sake. She shouldn't be paying rent." Now, Kat got annoyed and put up a follow-up video where she said, "I've had so many negative comments about me charging Letitia rent or board that I don't want to hear it. She pays $50, so it's an American parent, so $50, so 45 euro. She pays 45 euro a week and it goes into an investment fund so that when she's old enough to move out or when she wants to buy her own house, she's going to have money there. So I feel like I'm setting her up for success while at the same time teaching her about the real world, because the real world ain't free to live in." So that's what she said. I think it's a very good argument. I agree with her completely. I think as soon as your children are earning any sort of money, even if it's only a couple of quid every week, you should take a fraction of that money off them, purely to teach them that that the world is not all roses, that things cost money. And one of those things that cost money is rent. And there's no such thing as living rent free. But a lot of people are very annoyed with her. I would like to hear from you. 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008. What was the situation in your house when you were growing up? Were you charged rent by your parents? And if you have teenagers living at home, do you charge them anything? How much do you charge them? Let me know. WhatsApp me. 087-188-0008. Now, Kira, you actually agree with that woman, do you?
100%.
Wow, okay.
Well, actually, when I was talking to Aisling there, and I actually got confused about your topic because I saw a different video during the week, which I really did not agree with. And it was a daughter recording the parents because I can't remember. The daughter was, I don't know, early 20s, I can't remember. But the parents were charging her 150 a week,
wow,
which I thought was a bit extreme. Now, I didn't agree with that one. But no, the equivalent of 40 euro, and it's not even going to the parents, it's going into like the 18-year-old's bank account. Absolutely fantastic idea. Yeah, 100% agree with it. I have two kids.
Okay, what age are your kids?
One was 12 in September and one will be 6 in 2.5 weeks. And since the day they were born, I have taught them to confidence, independence, you know, to be self-sufficient. I was just saying to Aisling there, like my almost 6-year-old, she'll get up in the morning, she'll go downstairs, she'll make either her toast or her Weetabix, get her orange juice, she'll get her little Actimel, she'll go into the sitting room, have that, then when she's finished, she'll bring them into the kitchen, and then she'll go upstairs, get dressed, all without bothering me.
So that's someone that has been trained to be self-sufficient. What age is she? She is?
She'll be 6 in 2.5 weeks, and she was 8 weeks pram.
Now, I assume your 6-year-old doesn't have a paid job. Like she's not working in Tesco's.
No.
Or anything. By the way, Tesco's do not hire 6-year-olds, I just want to say.
No. But she gets rewarded for it. Like, you know, when she does something good, I'll get her a little kid's a reg or a treat, and she's really, really grateful. Like, she appreciates everything she gets. But, like, no, I teach my kids to be. Like, I've never had what I call an on the hip baby. I've never, like, you know when they were babies and they were about to reach a milestone, like if they were about to crawl,
yeah.
I'd put the toy a bit away from them and I wouldn't get it for them. I'd let them do it themselves, you know, that kind of way.
So you believe, as this mother believes, that, 18 years of age. Now, I have to say, when I lived at home, I wasn't handing up money at all until I was, I can't remember, God, it was late 20s anyway. And... to be honest with you, when I moved out then I ended up having to pay rent. It did come as a shock because you go from a situation where, and it was great living at home, all my income, I was getting paid by the month at the time. I was a waiter at the time, or was I a chef? I can't remember anyway. And my wages would go in every month. And all that money was literally for me. And I would spend it on, you know, I was buying bloody clothes in Brown Thomas. That'll tell you how ridiculous I was. And... when I moved out then and had to pay bills, I realised, my God, it hit me like a ton of bricks.
Yeah, well, I started working now part-time at 16, you know, a couple of nights in pubs, like the rest of us. And I was living at home. Now, I was an only child. It was just me and Mam, and I was miracle baby. I was the baby she was told she was never had, so I was spoiled a bit. But... I was one of those, of course, I was one of those teenagers, that, you know, I knew everything and, you know, I knew the whole world. And I moved out at 17. So I was paying my own rent at 17. But then, unfortunately, like my mom was the only family I had and she died when I was just gone 20. And I was left with nothing. There was no house. There was no will. So you were literally left
to fend for yourself, weren't you?
Yeah, and fighting off debtors as well at 20. So I had to grow up pretty fast. Pretty fast. So
do you think that's the best way to parent children, by not wrapping them in, what's it called? Helicopter parenting, isn't that what it's called?
I can't stand it. Like I told you recently, on a different show about where my mom gave me a little bit of freedom.
Get the plug in there. Get the plug in there. Sorry, go on, yeah.
What?
I was just saying, get the old plug in there. Different show. Go on.
I didn't know if I was allowed. Go and get in trouble.
You can say whatever you want.
Okay, I told you recently on Opinions Matter.
There we go. I get in trouble for that in the morning. Go on, Annie. What did you tell me? I can't remember.
I want royalties for that now.
Yeah, there you go.
So when I was a teenager, then my mom gave me a bit of freedom at the time. I had two friends who were totally wrapped up, weren't allowed to breathe. And at 16, 17, one of them had a teenage pregnancy and the other one ended up getting her stomach pumped from too much alcohol.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Helicopter parenting can sometimes be bad. Stay there for a second, please, Kira. Let me go to, who have we got there? James. James, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you?
Good evening, how are you?
Now, you come from a large family. How large are we talking?
Oh, 9.
9 kids?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. So, what was the situation?
Well, once you started working, you hand it up. And I always remember, it was a rite of passage. If you got a job, you were kind of left alone. But once you start drinking and coming in with a hangover, my dad was like, right, that's it. You've obviously more money than you need, or...
Yeah, see, the key is not to come in drunk in front of your parents.
It was like you probably have a little bit too much. But in fairness, when we all started saving, my mum would say, right, you're saving for a house, you don't hand up. But that was a couple of years while you worked. And I remember my mum actually found a payslip once, and I'd worked quite a lot of overtime, which she was like, yeah.
Hang on a second. But, were you hiding your payslips? Because I'm...
No, it was just, they went from being written to being printed, and I don't know, I must have mislaid one.
No, the reason I'm asking you that, James, is because when I was living at home and I was working as a waiter, I used to hide the pay slips from my mother because I didn't want her to see how much I was earning. And I was working like 16-hour shifts at the time. I was cleaning up, but I didn't want her to see because I was afraid that she would ask. But you weren't hiding them anyway.
No, well, I thought I was, but she found him. She's like, ah, here, you're fucking robbing me.
Watch your language. So, oh, Jesus. Well, you were, in fairness, robbing her, weren't you?
I was, yeah. But listen, she took it in a good way. But listen, when I moved out, I wasn't handed thousands back or anything like that because I came from a big family.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff to pay for. But I think after moral value, the value of money is something that is really important with children and young kids. I'm not going to say where I used to live.
Okay.
There was a lot of teenagers who wanted for nothing for reasons that is quite obvious that parents were whatever they were. And a lot of them aren't around anymore because they just didn't know the value of it and they didn't treat it the way they should be treated.
I was talking about this last week on this show, James. We were talking about Christmas and how much kids get for Christmas. And I was saying that... over the last year, I've tried to tell my son, who's 7 now, that everything has a value. Because he thought because obviously he knows I have Revolut on my phone. And he thought that Revolut was this magic company that just gives you money and it gives you endless amount of money. And you can just go into a shop and buy anything. We were in Smith's Toys a couple of weeks ago and he saw a Lego set he wanted. And I said, Luke, I don't have the money for that Lego set. And he says, just Revolut. That's his answer to everything. And I'm like, so I had to sit him down. I had to explain to him that in order to use Revolut, you have to put money into it. And in order to put money into it, you have to go out and work. And he was flabbergasted by that. He couldn't understand. He thought we all went to work for fun. Imagine that.
Yeah. I've always been quite honest with my children how much things cost. Now, to a certain degree, you don't want to scare them off. No,
you want them to enjoy life as well. But
they'd say, you must have thousands in the bank. And I'd laugh and I'd say, I do actually. But if I was to break it down and tell you that to live in this house costs X, Y and Z, the Wi-Fi, the food, the chicken roll you want every bloody day, all costs. And sometimes it blows my mind. But every now and again, it kind of dawns on that it's not a free ride, but they're doing all right. They're definitely doing all right compared to where I came from.
They have to be aware of... I mean, there was huge drama in our house a couple of weeks ago because we decided that we had to get rid of one of our streaming services. So we had Disney Plus, because the kids lead it. We had Netflix.
Oh, you're such a peasant. The kids would say that to me, we're peasants. And I would say, oh, really? Yeah.
Well, we decided that we had Disney Plus, we had Netflix, we had Amazon and we had Apple. And we decided we had to get rid of two of them. Because it was ridiculous the amount of money we were spending. And there was a big drama over us getting rid of Amazon Prime because there was programmes on it that my young fella liked. And I'm trying to explain to him. And it's something that our parents always said to us. What is it? Money doesn't...
grow on trees.
Doesn't grow on trees. And kids need to know that, don't they?
And if it did, you wouldn't be able to reach it because you're not working hard enough.
Exactly. So what was the benefit of you handing up money to the parents? How did it change your outlook on life?
Because I knew I came from a big family that wasn't a huge amount of money. I knew how hard my father worked. My mother didn't work for obvious reasons. She was at home a lot of the time. But like one of the stories, my dad always worked on a Saturday. And if you come in from work on a Saturday and you were still in bed, oh my God, forget about it. It'd be hell. He'd come in for his lunch at 1 o'clock. If you were still in bed, I'm in work and you're in bed. I don't think so.
So you were basically brought up to be self-sufficient, weren't you?
Yeah, but you kind of have to be. Like, as I said, without going into it, I've seen kids who have had... I remember having friends and they'd have hundreds of pounds.
Yeah.
And I'm 45. When we were 13 and 14, they'd have hundreds of pounds. And that kind of that blew my mind. But without going into it, a lot of these guys aren't around anymore.
because it was the life they chose. They were following footsteps.
I get you. So they had so much money that they were spending it on stuff that they shouldn't have been spent on it. Thanks.
Well, no, they'd no respect for it.
No, you don't
they
have
never,
no. No,
I remember being out with them. They were friends at the time. I remember being out and said, oh, where are you going? I said, well, I have to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
I can't define, like, it'd be 2 or 3 in the morning, we'd be at a party. Oh, where are you going? Having a great night. Yeah, I have to go to work.
Yeah, I'm the same as you, James. I grew up working hard. When I was in school, I was a waiter. And I won't tell you, actually, you would not believe. And I'm wondering, can anybody remember? I'm just going to write the number down here. And I'm going to show it to our Aisling outside. Aisling is considerably younger than me, a different generation. And she would not believe how much I was paid an hour for my first job. So I'm going to write it down on a piece of paper. And my first job was in a restaurant in Dublin, in Donnybrook, Dublin 4. And it wasn't even a waiter. It was the bottom rung of the ladder. I was a table clearer and table setter. Now, by the way, if you work at that job, I don't mean to insult you saying you're at the bottom of the ladder, but I'm just saying that's where I started out. And, oh, sorry, what? Before it was a euro symbol, what was the symbol before it was? Oh, it was a pound. God, what does a pound symbol look like? Oh, yeah, it's that thing. So I'm going to write it down. Oh, it's that thing. My God, it's weird writing the pound symbol. So my first job as a table setter in a restaurant. So my job was when the customers got up and left, that I would have to clear the table and then put the knives and forks on it. And, is he? Probably bored. Sorry, I was about to go to Joe. Joe, get back on. I'll come to you in a second. This is an interesting story. And there, Aisling, have a look at that. Per hour. It was probably a 7-hour shift. My God, when you think about it. So that figure was, if you can remember, actually, I'd love to hear from you. I know it's separate to the discussion we're having, but if you can remember how much you earned per hour in your first job. Now, I'm trying to think of I do know the year. The year was 1990. And I'll tell you why I remember that was because it was the World Cup we were playing in Italy. So I was earning this amount. And I won't tell you just yet, because I want to hear what you got per hour from your first job as well. So if you can remember back, send me a message now. WhatsApp me 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008. If you can remember, how much per hour did you earn in your first job? And you're going to be shocked by the amount that I earned. If you want to send a voice note as well, you can do so. Same number, 087-188-0008. Sorry, is Joe gone? Or is... Oh, Joe, I'm sorry I bored you to tears there, Joe. You all right?
I'm not too bad, yeah. I must congratulate you. You're doing a great job there on the replacing Niall, you know.
Oh, thanks very much, Joe.
Yeah, yeah, you're bringing a bit of fresh air now, of course.
You need a bit of fresh air every now and then, don't you? You really do.
Like, it's very hard to beat the king, like, but you know, you're a good substitute.
Relax there. Boylan is an Elvis. Relax. Beat the king. I'm doing talk radio longer than Boylan is doing it, actually. But there.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know who you were until last week when your name came up there.
Ah, well, that's okay. That's okay. I'm kind of a big deal in Dublin, not so much outside Dublin.
Yeah, I'm from Cork, to see, so name now would probably be, gee, when I heard the name Dickinson, I said, crikey. He must be big, like, you know.
I am big. I wasn't big back in 1990. Do you know how much I used to earn an hour in 1990?
I would never clue.
£1.25.
Genie mighty. That would be worth some money now, wouldn't it?
But no, I think 125 is still shite no matter what year it's
be
honest with you.
Yeah, yeah, depending on where you are.
No matter who you are or where you live, 125 is absolute awful. And I did a 7-hour shift, so I came out with about £9.
Yeah.
And I remember I would go into one of the CD shops or the video shops and buy a CD with the money, but that was different times. Anyway, tell me about you handing up.
Yeah, I always used to hand up about €20 a week to £20 when it was before the euros came in. You know, I always handed up around that to my father every week, like, you know, for me.
Sorry, £20. What year was this now?
That would be going back to the, that would be kind of like the 80s, 90s, like, you know.
Okay, so you the play to you, Joe?
47.
My God, you're the same age as me and I sound so much younger than you.
Is that right?
Yeah, my God, oh my. I thought you were about 70. I thought you were going to start talking about shillings and farthings and all that and old money. My God. Anyway, so you handed up 20 quid back in probably the same as me, 1990. Is that
right? Yeah, that's right. You know, because...
Now, that was a decent amount of money, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, because look, the way I look at it is your parents are there to look after you. You respect them and they'll respect you. That's the way I look at it, like, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, parents aren't there to be taken for a free ride, sure they're not.
No, and I think that's what's wrong nowadays, too. There's a lot of people that are taking their parents for granted. And I think it's led to a lot of antisocial behaviour and family problems in the house, in the home, over the last number of years, like, you know?
So my... my son is 7. Do you think he should be handing up money? Yes.
Oh, yeah. I think he's backside if he didn't.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. So how much?
Oh, yeah. If he done it, if I had a young fella, a son, well, I'm not married, like, but if a young fella, if I had a son, he didn't hand up money to me, I'd break his legs.
Oh, man. But obviously not literally you wouldn't break his legs.
Ah, no, no. It's not an expression, like, you know.
I know.
I give him a clip around the ear, like.
So you expect kids, no matter what age they are, to hand...
Oh, yeah. Oh, Christ. I think that's the song with children today. They're spoiled little brats.
Oh, God.
They think like that they can just do what they like and they treat their parents like dog meat, like, you know?
I don't think my kids treat...
I'm not saying you.
No, you're probably right, actually.
The majority of them there that do, like, you know?
No, they do take me for granted from time to time, Joe. They really do.
I'm sure all children like... But look, the way I look at it is that if a person... I'm just imagining you would be a good father now to your kids and you'd show them a bit of discipline, but they have to show you respect as well in order to get it, like, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy how times have changed.
Oh, shit, it's gone flaming mad, like, you know? It's gone unbelievable.
It's gone unbelievable, it really has.
Yeah,
but I don't think all kids are spoiled now, Joe, I don't.
Well, I wouldn't say. There's probably a minority that's probably are okay, but then you have the minority that just don't give two fiddlers, you know? They think that is... free for all, like, you know.
Well, thanks very much for sharing your thoughts with me, Joe. I still can't believe you're the same age as me.
47, yeah.
47.
And okay. I must say, it's a pleasure to listen to you. You've been brilliant there the last week.
I'm not dying. I'll be back.
What I mean is, it's a pleasure to hear your voice.
Thanks.
Because when I turned on the other night on Wednesday night, normally night it's the repeat, but I couldn't believe it when I heard the intro coming on for Wednesday night, because I said I'd been listening to Niall Boylan show for years, you know, and I couldn't believe that Wednesday night it was a live show. I said I'll definitely be listening out tomorrow night.
Well, thanks very much. They pay me $125 an hour, by the way, to do this show live. You'll be happy to know.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
You want to get on to the government and start to...
Yeah. Thanks, Joe.
Okay.
You're a gentleman. Yeah, I could talk to that man all night. Still can't believe he's only 47. He has to be lying about that. Anyway, yes, keep the text coming in. I was revealing that my first job, I was certainly not born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I was made work for everything. I paid my own college fees. I worked while I was in college, waiting tables. I did the lot. 16-hour shifts I used to do as well. And my first job as a table setter, if that's what it's called, $125 an hour. In fact, actually, I just remembered, in fact, it was a friend of mine who happened to be listening that just texted me and reminded me of a story. My first pay packet, which was about £8. So I didn't get taxed on it because it was so low. And I remember I met a mate of mine in town and we went to the Virgin Megastore, which was a big shop along the quays in Dublin. And I used that money to buy a packet of condoms. Now, I wasn't even, what?
Adrian.
What age was I, Ashing's asking? 16, yeah. Now, I have to say, they weren't being used for anything because I wasn't in the relationship. I can't believe she just said it in my ear. No, it wasn't one of those. It wasn't for a posho. I can't concentrate now. I've just completely been sidetracked by this. Filthy mind, that girl, Ashling. I bought them just because it was the only place you could get them in Ireland at the time, was the Virgin Megastore, and ended up buying them, and they were never used for anything, because I know you'll all find this hard to believe, that there was a stage in my life where women didn't find me attractive, and that's my story anyway. Now let me go to some of your texts before I take a break. Kev in Limerick says, at 120 an hour, they're paying you too much. Can I just say, before some of you start calling the courts tomorrow and the workplace commission, Ireland's Classic Hits is not paying me 125 an hour. Now, if they could get away with doing it, they probably would. Let me see. Oh, here's a text. £1 an hour. Oh, my God. I was working for Dunn Stores in 1993 and it was £1.99 an hour. Now, for those of you listening to this going, my God, that's awful. You have to remember, those were the days. That was back in the day. And £1.99 would probably get you a night out. I mean, that was a lot of money. This texter says, who's this? Esther. How are you, Esther, in Tipperary? She says, I was getting £2.20 an hour as a waitress, 25 quid a week. This guy, who's this? Who are you? Let me see. What's your name now? Durkin. Is that your name, Durkin? Or is that your surname? Durkin in 2006. So that wasn't a long time ago. In 2006, he was getting £4.93 an hour. My God. That's actually quite good for 2006, I think. Anyway, thanks for that little trip down memory lane. And thank you very much for all your calls, your comments and your texts.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.